Welcome, lovely changers, to another heart-to-heart session with Talk and Toast, the podcast where we sip on life's wisdom, spread love like confetti, and navigate the beautiful chaos of our existence, one toast at a time. I'm your host, Chanel, your favorite sister friend, and guide through the roller coaster of love, healing, self-love, the wild adventure that is life after divorce, and so much more. Buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey of laughter, insight, and of course, a touch of sparkling wisdom. Here at Talk and Toast, we believe in the power of conversation to heal, the magic of self-love to transform, and the resilience that blooms when life throws a plot twist or two. Whether you're navigating the labyrinth of love, on a quest of self-discovery, or simply enjoying a moment of solace with your favorite cup of brew, this is the safe space you've been searching for. So, grab your favorite beverage, whether it's a comforting cup of tea, a rejuvenating coffee, or a glass of your preferred potion, because here we talk about the highs, the lows, and everything in between, all while raising our glasses to the beautiful mess that is life. Each episode will dive into the pool of stories, insights, and advice that make this journey worthwhile. Expect a sprinkle of humor, a dash of vulnerability, and a whole lot of heart. We're here to remind you that you're not alone in this adventure, and there's always a reason to clink glasses in celebration. Whether you're a seasoned loved enthusiast, a healing aficionado, or just someone looking for a bit of camaraderie on this crazy ride, Talk and Toast is your corner of podcast universe. So my wonderful friends, let's raise our glasses high and toast to love, healing, self-love, and the unpredictable but beautiful dance of life. This is Talk and Toast, where every episode is a celebration and you're always invited to the party. Hey there, wonderful souls, my changers. Welcome back to another episode of Talk and Toast, where we gather to explore the garden of life, pluck the petals of wisdom, and of course, smell the roses. I'm your host, Chanel, your favorite sister girl, and today we're delving into a blooming metaphor that is as timeless as it is beautiful. Life as a rose. I learned last year, going through another stage in my healing, that I absolutely love roses. And I know that in previous years, I used to tell people, like, I don't like roses, I don't like flowers, blah, blah, blah. But I realized when I was going through this portion of my healing journey that I really did like roses. I just recognized the fact that roses were attached to something so beautiful. Roses were attached to the nature of, like, love and all the that it embodied. And because I hadn't experienced it in its truest, most beautiful form, I just was like, no, I don't like roses, you know, that kind of thing. It was really like eye-opening to realize that, excuse me, about myself. It was really eye-opening to like learn that that's why I didn't like roses or I didn't want flowers. But from that, I started to like buy myself flowers. I started to come into a space where I was like, you know what? I'm going to start treating myself to everything that I've either said I didn't like just to see if I really do like it. I'm going to start doing things that's outside of my norm just to open myself up and just explore and just really like transition the unhealed version of myself into the healed version. And that's where I've really learned that, you know, I loved roses. And so one particular Friday, I had bought myself some roses. And I was looking at the roses in my room probably about, I'd say, 2-3 days later. And when I looked at the roses, I realized that the roses had, you know, started to bloom. And a thought popped in my head, and I was just like, that's like my life, right? Like my current journey, or just life, period. So I let the thought go, went on about what I was doing. And then I paid attention to the roses again, because at this point, I wanted to make sure that the water level was good, you know, all of that good stuff. And so I looked at the roses again. And now at this point, they're in full bloom. They're fully open. They're gorgeous. Oh my gosh. They are so gorgeous. And that thought popped into my mind again. And I was like, this is really like life. Now, I went on about my day, you know, kept on doing what I was doing. The thought still lingered in my mind, and I prayed on the thought, like, what am I supposed to do with this? It just kept nagging at my spirit at that point, like, life as a rose, like, how am I supposed to, you know, use this thought, use this idea? Well, at this point, probably another 2-3 days go by, and now my rose is are starting to wilt. They're starting to, you know, have run its course, run its life cycle. And it popped in my head, Chanel, you need to do this as a podcast. You know, talk about it and allow it to just flow from your heart. You know, we all have life experiences. We all have like life journey. Sometimes it's starting over, starting fresh. Sometimes it's just transitioning from one thing to the next thing. And it's still a fresh start. But that rose really resonated with me. So I hope what I share with you today resonates with you. It opens your mind and your heart to be able to look at all of your transitions, understand where you are in your journey of life. And maybe if you need a fresh start, that you go ahead and take that fresh start that you need for yourself. So, you know, the first stages of a rose, when they begin to come out of the ground, or they're in full stem, but they still have a tight bud. Now, for me, that tight bud represented my new beginning of transitioning out of a 10-year relationship and now embarking on being single. I still have my younger two children in the house, navigating life, you know, alone. And not alone in a sense that, you know, I'm lonely or I don't have friends or whatever, but alone in the sense that now, you know, I'm taking care of bills by myself. You know, I don't have anybody to fall back on. I am the fallback and things of that nature. So that bud represents, again, the fresh start, the new beginning. And that part is so powerful because it is the space where you are learning to heal. It's the space where you're learning to get through these emotions, these thoughts, these newfound feelings. It's the space where, you know, things are a little mysterious, but it's full of potential, right? It's the space where you're like waiting for things to like settle down and for the right moment to begin to unfold. But that takes time. And it, you know, it's not overnight. It takes time. It takes commitment into going into this journey. It takes come to realization that, you know, this is what your new journey is, and that is going to be okay. You know, we all go through these different phases in our new chapter, anticipation of what it's going to be like, you know, and it can cause a little anxiety. I know I did. Like, I went through a little bit of that anxiety, just not knowing what's going to be on the other side awaiting for me. But I also found a newfound faith in that whatever is going to be on the other side, that God got me, right? That it's already taken care of, whatever it is. I just have to trust that God got me. And then I just keep walking through it. It wasn't fun. You know, initially it was hard. It was heartbreaking. It was tough. It was mind blowing. It was eye opening. But that is a part of releasing the old so that you can walk in the new. And it's okay. It genuinely is okay. But you have to be ready for that portion, of the journey. Like, you know, I had been taking a lot of steps into, and no, you don't know. I just say, you know, but I had been taking a lot of steps in my healing prior to my season of healing, or that portion of my healing last year. My healing started at the top of 2019. And then, of course, we went through the pandemic. And that's where I started to notice things in my life that I didn't like. I started to take an account of the fact that I was just living, and not even living, excuse me, I was just surviving. And I know a lot of times, a lot of us find ourselves in those spaces where we're just surviving. We're doing the things that we need to do from day to day and getting through, right? But we have to begin to live. We have to allow ourselves to live. We have to get through that initial thrust into a new beginning. And new beginnings don't always mean, you know, relationships or what have you. It really could be just something different, such as moving to a new state, or just recognizing that things in your life aren't the way that they should be, or that you want them to be, or you don't like the trajectory of your life, and so you want to make some changes. That bud, where it's still tight, and you can go through your healing journey and reevaluating things, are so super important. We're going to take a quick break for a commercial, give a shout out to our sponsor for this episode, and we'll be right back. Hey, changers. So we had to take a quick brief intermission to make sure that we give a shout out to our sponsor. This episode is being sponsored by a fashion sports brand based out of Washington, D.C. called Second N Six. That is Second, S-E-C-O-N-D, the letter N, Six, S-I-X. This brand is not only for the athlete, but is for every man, woman, and teenager looking for a comfortable yet fashionable athletic wear. Check out their newest collection, which is the Valentine's Day collection. You know, love is in the air. On their website as www.second, S-E-C-O-N-D, the letter N, 6SIX.com. Not only should you shop, but you should share and toast to this young Black owner building something so beautiful and powerful. Back to the episode. All right, changers, welcome back. I hope that you heard a little bit about our sponsor. It's sponsor is super dope, and I'm so excited to be connected with the sponsor. This sponsor is like super phenomenal, great individual. It is a small business with big business energy. Let me just tell y'all. And that's what me going through my season and being able to open myself up allotted for me to do was connect with other entrepreneurs, connect with other great souls, connect with other people that are on a journey of entrepreneurship. And those are things that I pray for, like being able to connect with other men and women that are in their journey, like I said, of entrepreneurship and doing really great things and uplifting the community and uplifting other people and all of those great things. And that's what the owner of Second and Six is all about. Lifting up the community, clearly sponsorships, all kinds of things. And it's a great business move, you know, get your business out there. But next, we're going to be talking about the unfolding portion of life and as it relates to a rose. So, you know, after you've had a rose for a little while, it's been sitting in the water and it starts to bloom, right? You start to see what the colors of that rose looks like on the inside. And that's the same for us. When we get into a place where we feel comfortable about, you know, opening up to people, opening up into the world, now we get to reveal the new version of ourselves, right? Some people may like it, some may not. In the parts of, you know, you that people may not like, it may be still that you're working through some things. You're still, you know, tweaking and figuring all out, still learning to embrace, and that's okay. Just be sure that if you do something to hurt someone in the process, that you apologize for it. Because it's no, I know for me, it was no ill intent. You know, it was just, I was still on a journey and I was still learning, you know, different parts of me and learning to communicate those parts of me that was now in a space of like, no, I'm not accepting this, or I'm not accepting that, or my, you know, future or my present no longer can handle that type of energy or that type of, you know, whatever it may be. But I also had to recognize how I was communicating that, because you can come across like Dilfa, you know what I mean? Like you can come across to the wrong people in the sense of like they're the right person in your life, but you can come across to them as if they did something to you and they really didn't. They're really trying to be here, you know? And even in your new space, they may not know how to be there for you, right? They may not know how to help you through this healing process. And so it's all, you know, it's all new for you. It's new for the people that you're finally opening up to, you're sharing your story with, but you'll also get to see who is for you in this season too, and who isn't. I love to call the budding season, season of discovery. And then when you start to bloom, I like to call that the season of preparation, because now God is, you know, being able to help you shed the skin of that old version of you, helping to shape and cultivate new spaces and shape who you are so that he can get you to the next phase in life. And in this season of preparation, there's going to be some major twists and turns. You're going to lose people. You're probably going to transition jobs. Your emotions may be all over the place. And that is okay. No, that is okay. You're going to go through these ups and downs, these waves. It may even be waves of emotions. But having the right people around you is going to help you navigate. One thing that I have learned to live by is you can't change your circle, but you can change your circle. So that means if that went over your head, you can't
necessarily change the people inside your circle. Like, you can aspire to inspire them so that they will make the changes in their life that is going to be good for them. But you yourself cannot make those changes for them. They have to be wanting and willing to do so. But you can change the people around you. So if you don't like the current nature of people around you because they no longer fit where you're going, you can change the people that you associate yourself with. And it's okay to do that. Now, you will get some backlash, like, you being phony, you not the same person that you used to be, you changing, and you're exactly right. I'm not the same person I used to be. I've gone through some things. I've realized that this is not what I want for my life. I've realized that I want greater. I want more. I want better. And it is okay for me to want that. And I don't have to stay stuck to this position right here just because you want to stay stuck, or you don't have the fortitude or the tenacity or the gumption to pick yourself up and get out of the situation. Now, you can love on your people from a distance as well. That doesn't necessarily mean you got to cut them off, but you do have to be honest with them and let them know, like, hey, the places that I'm trying to go and the things that I'm trying to, you know, get to and the things that I want right now, what we're doing is not helping me get there. I would love to have you on this journey, but if not, then I got to keep moving forward. I can't stay stuck to this place. It may not always go over well. And then you may have some people that's like, you know, they true to their cause, which is fine. But they also support that you're changing and you're growing. Don't be afraid to open up. You know what I mean? Life has its own way of unfolding. And the story is already written. Like, God already got how it's going to unfold on lock. It's just about you trusting this journey and you taking still a very true commitment to self to get through it. You know, we go through these different phases in this season of preparation that we have to navigate these twists and turns and facing challenges, but yet we're celebrating the victories and embracing, you know, the unpredictability of the journey. And in that, it is, you know, it's beautiful in that, you know, it doesn't always feel like it. It doesn't. It does not always feel like it. But I tell you, once you get to a place where you wake up in gratitude and you practice that gratitude every day, you meditate and you pray and you, you know, ask for God to show himself inside your situation, for God to be a fence. I can't even tell y'all how much I've been driving on the road and just I get news about something or whatever or a challenge will pop up. And I'm like, come on, God, I need you. Like I need you in this season, or I need you right here, right now to show me you, because I don't know, right? I have a real conversation. I may even just in that moment, just be like, God, bridle my tongue. Help my thoughts to stay positive because I'm human and you got it better than me. And so I just, you know, I'm learning to, you know, embrace differently. I'm learning to be in that space where, you know, it is okay for me to be upset, but I don't sit in it. And I think I pretty much got that part, you know, on lock. I feel like I can navigate through the challenges and the adversities and the twists and the turns better, but it did take me time to get here. And there are still some days, because I'm human, that I'm like, come on, God, I need you. This ain't it. This is not, you know, I need you. I need you. This ain't the business. I'm human. I can't figure this out alone. And so I need you to show up and I need you to show out in a mighty way. And I know it's not going to be like in my time, or it's not going to be in, you know, necessarily the way that I want it to show up, or it may not show up in a package that in my mind I'm envisioning or expecting, but it's going to show up in one way or another. And, you know, God is going to be there to, you know, rock it out. He's going to be there to, you know, make sure that I'm okay. I just have to trust him. And that's where your faith comes in. It's just trusting that God got your back, knowing that he got your back, knowing that where you are right now isn't going to last always. And they, you know, I've heard over and over again that joy does come in the morning, and it doesn't literally mean, oh, it's nighttime. And then in the morning, it is a metaphor that, you know, the dark does turn light. In the dark, where pressure is applied, you know, that's where all of the beautiful things are created. You know, pearls are created in the dark under pressure. You know, sometimes it's in the darkest moments while you're in your season of preparation or in your season of discovery that pressure is applied, and you emerge better than you were before, and so super beautiful. All right, y'all, we got to take another quick break for our next sponsor, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about going into full bloom, celebrating the vibrancy and the diversity. So stay tuned. Okay, changers. So we have another sponsorship, which I am so super excited about, that this episode is being sponsored by Bonita's Bonnets, where it is hair care beyond the salon. Bonita's Bonnets specialize in bonnets and do-rags for infants all the way up to adults. They have really cool bonnets that are entitled the Boss Bonnet, the Beat Bonnet for makeup artists, Baby Bonnet, Boss and Baby Bonnets. It is a mother and daughter set, and so much more. Currently, Bonita's Bonnets is in the rebranding stages, but they still is supporting the community and making themselves available. So make sure you all stay tuned for their return. And back to the episode. All right, welcome back, changers, as we continue the conversation about how a rose is metaphoric to life. And we're at the part now where we're walking into full bloom, and we're celebrating the vibrancy and the diversity of life, and celebrating the big wins and the small victories, and just really just in full celebration of how far you, myself, the people around you have come from where we used to be to where we are. And, you know, you can look back and even just be so proud of yourself or your friends or whomever you are watching, or again, yourself, and see that you made it through. Like, life at its highest peak, right, is so, again, vibrant, it's colorful, and it's diverse. And not just diverse in people that's in your life, but diverse in your experiences, diverse in the places that you may have traveled, diverse in the rooms that you are now entering into, diverse in the things, and now what you're reading or the music that you're listening to, or even the way that you dress, is so different from where you started in the beginning of your journey. And just like our life is colorful, roses too are colorful. They come in a full spectrum of color, and it's like the experiences that make up our lives, right? Whether you relate a red rose to passion or love, you relate a white rose to serenity and cleanliness and purity. You relate a pink rose to being playful and just, you know, cute or soft. I love black roses, and I was doing some research on black roses, and I realized that black roses, like, don't legitimately grow from the ground. Now, call me crazy, call me ignorant, whatever it is that you want. You know, I literally never really paid a whole lot of attention to a black rose until I got probably to this portion or last year into my portion of the journey. And it was really that black rose that was metaphoric personally for me. It was like the pressure that I was enduring during my last year's season of healing was a reminder that under that pressure blossomed where I found my purpose, for real, blossomed where I really wanted to, you know, transition my life. It was in those dark spaces that I really was able to rebuild my relationship with God. It was in those dark places that I was really able to find myself. And like I said earlier, you know, I started my healing journey in 2019. I really wasn't under as much like pressure, and I didn't find myself really in the depths of my dark spaces. But being in the darkness isn't always a bad thing. Again, it's the place where I found my purpose. It's the place where I found that I could thrive the most outside of what I'm passionate about. And so, you know, I, again, started doing more research on a black rose. And a black rose isn't just about, you know, that and what I just mentioned. It also resonates power. It resonates sexiness. It resonates elegance to me. And so a black rose may not grow specifically from the ground like a red rose or a white rose or a pink rose. However, I've seen them, right? Whether they're fake or silk or, you know, synthetic, whatever the case may be, they still represent such beauty. And I that's just the rose that I resonate with the most, you know, growing real out the ground or not. I love black roses. Red roses are beautiful, but it's not the like the rose that I resonate with the most. But with all that being said, every color rose that's out there, right? They all represent something so beautiful, and it is just like our lives. Again, our lives is so full of so many different colors and facets and experiences and places we've been, things we have gone through, things we've endured and we've visually seen and we've overheard or whatever, that we can really take the time to see how the full spectrum of roses can resonate with us and apply to each part of our lives. Each, like I said, hue represents a different facet of our journey, for real. It allows us to celebrate the diversity of our own full bloom, and we get to appreciate every shade that adds the vibrancy to our existence. We get to celebrate again those big victories, the small wins. We really get to take an account on how far we've come, you know? And life still will throw curveballs at you, and you'll still have to like navigate through challenges. Even though you're celebrating the victories and all of the beautiful things that are happening, there are still going to be setbacks and heartbreaks and, you know, things that come about in life while you're celebrating, challenges, things that you you know, weren't simply expecting to happen, happen. Life always has a curveball in there. And that's where you come to the thorns of the roses. But we challenge ourselves to work through those challenges and those setbacks and the things that pop up into our life with resilience and giving ourselves grace to be able to get through those challenges. You know, there's a lot of things that pop into your life, like I said, unexpectedly. You weren't necessarily, quote unquote, prepared for them. But in essence, you really were prepared. Because look how far you've already come. And you've already navigated through previous challenges with tenacity, with determination. You know, you made it through, again, with resilience. And so we have to make sure that we handle ourselves with care, just like we would handle a rose that still is full thorns. Got to handle it with care. And despite the thorns that's on the rose, or the challenges or the setbacks or heartbreaks that we go through, we learn to navigate through them. Sometimes you got to pull out one of those t-shirts that you have hanging in a closet from previous experiences to help you navigate through a current situation or setback or challenge that you're dealing with. Thorns also help us to appreciate the beauty of things around us even more. You know, a lot of people always talk about, like, the homeless, right? Man, they always out here begging. They always out here doing this. They always out here doing that. And sometimes it never really makes us reflect on how blessed we truly are to not be in that situation until you're almost faced with that very same challenge of being homeless. We don't know what got that person to that space of being homeless. We don't know if it was a divorce, if they're a veteran, if they were born with a mental illness that they were fighting through and the family just deserted them and didn't know how to help them through that. We never know a person's situation, and we should never talk about a person's challenge or setback in life unless we're willing to walk a mile in their shoes. Now, we could state a fact and we could pray over them and, you know, pray that whatever it is that they're going through, at some point in time they get off the street. Some people never do because their life is so far, you know, into where they currently are, they see no way out. And the fact of the matter is that we're always one situation away, one 10-second decision from our lives being flipped upside down. So walking in gratitude and walking through gratefulness helps us to be able to navigate these challenges and these setbacks that we're going to face. Continue to handle people as well as handle yourself with care. Have grace. Have mercy on people, because that's what we ask God to give us, is grace and mercy. We ask God to walk us through every situation, to be with us. We asking God to get us out of situations. We asking God to see us through. And so, you know, as we're asking for grace and mercy again, there's nothing wrong with bestowing it to someone else. Now, I'm not saying you got to be, me being a Baltimore girl, you ain't got to be a dummy. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to, you know, keep letting people walk all over you or, you know, mistreat you or whatever to, in order to provide grace and mercy and say that you did it. But what I'm saying is, don't automatically just count people out. You don't want to just be counted out. And we never know, like, what life is going to take us through. And even if we have the strength to, you know, push through, but we try. And that's the whole point, is continuing to push on and try.
You just never know a person's situation. And it brings us to the place of where now we are realizing that nothing lasts forever, right? So again, it was like, okay, we've celebrated all of the victories, the bigs, the lows. We continuing to navigate these challenges as best as possible, right? We are learning to walk in gratitude even more than we were at the beginning of our transition into this change. We're embracing change and all these different things. But we also realize when we reflect back that nothing lasts forever. Nothing. Literally. We are born. That dash is what we do with our life. And then we have a date where it's time for us to transition and be, you know, as they say in church, going on to glory. You know, nothing lasts forever. Your car don't last forever. When you have a house, the pipes in your house, the refrigerator, the roof, you know, the electrical, like nothing lasts forever. And just as a rose, we continue to undergo cycles of blooming and fading and reblooming and redefining and coming to terms with this and walking away from people or people walking away from us, walking away from a job, walking away from a place that you've been at for years. Life is a continuous journey. Restructuring your house, that's a journey in itself. Watching your kids, watching, you know, them grow up and go through different stages in their life. When you get to a new stage in your life, they're navigating it with you. One thing for sure and two things for certain, change is inevitable. So knowing that change is gonna come, why fear it? Okay, I understand. We get it. As a human, we want to know what's on the other side of what we get ready to walk into, right? What's getting ready to happen? What's going to be waiting there for us? But that's where your faith walk come in. That's where you trust in God to know that he got you covered. And what's on the other side is something that you're going to be able to endure. God will never lead you to a situation where it's not already written and he ain't already got it handled. But we spend a lot of time trying to handle it on our own. And instead of asking God and just in prayer, asking God to reveal to us what it is that we are supposed to do. Let our eyes see what we're supposed to see. Let our ears hear what we're supposed to hear. Let us connect with the people that we're supposed to connect with so that we can get through a situation. We're not asking God to show up in a situation and show us where he is. Knowing that he got you. Embrace that change. Don't fear it. Because when you are in a season of preparation or whatever, there's going to be some scary moments that pop up. But personally for me, I'm going to trust him. I'm only human. So I don't see the big picture. I see a small window, I'm looking through a small window at a portion of the full-on picture that he sees. This current journey I'm on and my season of healing has shown me so much. There's no point in me stressing out and worrying about the things that I simply cannot change. And it's so funny. My ex-husband used to say that to me. He used to be like, babe, why are you going to bed worrying about something that you can't change right now? Let that shit go. Worry about it in the morning, for real. And don't even worry about it. Pray about it before you go to bed. And let God handle what he got to handle, as long as you do your part. See, I was in a space at the time that I couldn't hear that because I'm looking at him like you realize you're part of the problem.
And it's not funny in the reason that I'm laughing. I'm just in this moment while I'm saying it, I'm reflecting. Like he's spitting mad wisdom, right? But I'm also looking at him like, why are you spitting that knowledge? And it is a difference between knowledge and wisdom. But so he was spitting the knowledge, not the wisdom, but spitting the knowledge. But he didn't have the wisdom to understand that he was a part of the dynamic. He was a part of the problem and not the solution. So why are you telling me not to be concerned or stressed out or worried? I am, because the person that I'm set to supposed to be able to lean on earthwise is a part of the problem. It was a part of the problem, but it was okay because we got to a certain place where we just had to part ways. And that was a change that we both had to embrace. And that was a part of the change where we got to redefine who we are. We got to show up in the places in a new version of who we wanted people to see and begin to respect. And it didn't mean everybody was going to follow along or follow suit, but those that did. Sometimes it's tough to continuously walk through, you know, a new change. It's like, dang, I just got to this space where I'm comfortable in this space. I just got to this place where I'm comfortable with this. But as you continue to grow and you continue to evolve, it'll get easier. You know, I talk about God. I talk about the Holy Trinity because that's what I believe. You know, I never push what I believe on to someone else in a sense of I'm going to judge you for not believing the same way that I believe or not worshiping the same way that I do. Because I always talk about how I'm way more spiritual than I am anything else. My relationship with God is mine and yours is yours. But just know as you are walking through that journey, he will always be there with you. He got your back, for real. It's funny because in everything that I talked about, a rose never, or animal, or bird, or anything, never fears about what's gonna happen next. They just keep on going. They keep on preparing. They keep doing what is instinctively inside of them to do. And instinctively, I think that we all are set to come to the place of standing before God with all of our issues. We just don't know how to trust because we cannot physically see. But stop and think about how far you have come and to where you are right now, despite the challenges, despite the heartache, despite the setbacks, how far you've really made it. And the fact that you wake up every day to a new day that is pregnant with possibilities of all types of beautiful things that really can happen. Legitimately, it's your choice to walk in gratefulness. It's your choice to walk in a place of positivity. It's your choice to connect with a higher source. It's all your choice. But make sure that the decisions that you make based on the right choices that's in front of you. You know, I'll close out with this. We went through a full-on spectrum of how life is in comparison to a rose. From tightly wound bud to the fading petals. And in each phase, it teaches us something valuable. Each phase of our life, we learn something valuable. So I challenge you that as you go about your day, take a moment to see where you are in this beautiful metaphorical garden. Because your life is your garden. What are you standing in? Where are you? Remember that life is not just about smelling the roses. It's about appreciating the entire journey, thorns and all. It's about appreciating the spaces where you were in full bloom and the spaces where you had to go back to that tightly wound bud. Know that, as always, I thank you for tuning in to Talk and Toast. I appreciate y'all taking the time to listen and walk with me as I grow through my own journey. I hope, as always, that I've said something that resonates with you, that make you think, and that bring you to a space in your own life to help you cultivate something different or continue to push forward. Until next time, I want you to keep blooming, keep embracing, and keep celebrating the exquisite garden that is your life. Hey, changers. So I just wanted to come back one more time and say thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Talk and Toast. Before I officially go, I just wanted to remind you to follow me on Instagram at Provoke Change. Check out the website at www.provokechange.faith and see what's up. Don't forget to subscribe to the email or text messages so that you can be the first in the know when something drops on the website. We're going to be coming out with newsletters too, so make sure that you definitely want to subscribe so that you can stay up on what's happening. All right? And I love constructive criticism, excuse me, so make sure that y'all shoot me an email if there's anything that I can do to the website to make it more user-friendly or more shoppable, or anything that you would like to see appear on the website at chanel.gresham@provokechange.faith. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Talk and Toast. Peace out.